Well, if you have your Bibles, be finding Daniel chapter number 3. Daniel chapter number 3 as we make our way through this book of Daniel. We'll finish up where we left off in chapter 2, but most of it will be in chapter 3. Daniel chapter number 3. I read about a photograph taken on the 13th of June, 1936, and it showed hundreds and hundreds of men and women holding up their arms in salute and allegiance to the Nazi Party and his leader, Adolf Hitler. They were all in salute in that picture except one man standing right in the middle of the crowd, and he had his arms crossed like this. They say his name was August Landmesser, and better known as the man who refused to give the Nazi salute. He was a pretty impressive man, wasn't he? A man with convictions, a man who stood for what he believed in. Well, in the article that I read, they said that his boldness landed him and his entire family in trouble. He was arrested on the grounds of treason, and then he was sent to the front of the battle where he died. His wife was a Jewish woman, and she was sent to a death camp where she also died, and his two daughters were sent to foster homes. He had a conviction. While everybody else was saluting, he refused. You know, we find a similar story in the Bible, and it's none other than what we'll be looking at tonight, the third chapter of the book of Daniel, in which the king Nebuchadnezzar threw Daniel and his three friends into a fiery furnace because they refused to bow down to his golden statue that he made. And a lot can be said about this passage. I think it's going to take me about two Sunday nights to preach on this, but I want us to share just a little bit of truth with you tonight, what I found out of the Bible. But first of all, I want to recap what we did last week. Remember when Daniel gave the interpretation of the dream to Nebuchadnezzar? King Nebuchadnezzar had this dream, and he called all of his so-called important people to come, and they couldn't interpret it, and Daniel did, and it was overwhelming to the king. In verse 46 of chapter number 2, after Daniel interpreted the dream and told him all about the dream, the Bible says there in verse 46 that Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face and worshiped Daniel. Now, he recognized that Daniel wasn't a god, but he was paying honor to the god who Daniel served, and commanded that they should offer an obligation of sweet odor, the Bible says, unto them. And then this king answered unto Daniel, and in verse 47, he says this, "Of a truth, that your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords," and he says that he's the revealer of secrets. And he gave Daniel great respect. And then he gave Daniel great responsibility. If you look what the Bible says there in verse 48, the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts, and so on and so on. So somewhere between chapter number 2 and chapter number 3, Nebuchadnezzar goes back to his ungodly ways. I don't know how much time there was between chapter number 2 and chapter number 3, but we know that Nebuchadnezzar, based on what we're going to study tonight, went back to his ungodly ways. So I want to begin by saying this tonight: Nebuchadnezzar rebelled against God. And in order to interpret Nebuchadnezzar's behavior correctly, we need to understand the link between the physical image that Nebuchadnezzar built and the image he saw. You remember last couple of weeks we talked about that dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. He dreamed, and he dreamed that he saw this big statue, and the head was gold. You remember us going over it, and the breastplate was silver and then brass, and then his legs was iron, and his feet was mixed with clay and iron. And Nebuchadnezzar didn't know what it all meant, and Daniel went to God, and God showed Daniel what it all meant. It was top heavy. He told Nebuchadnezzar, he said, King, that gold represents you, the Babylonian Empire. His head represents you, and that silver represents the Medes and the Persians, and the brass represented the Greek Empire, and then the iron, the legs represented a Roman Empire. In other words, this thing was top heavy all the way down to the feet. And he said it was going to fall, and Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that his kingdom wasn't going to last. It was going to fall. It was top heavy. And Nebuchadnezzar didn't like that. And in chapter 2, Daniel likened Nebuchadnezzar and his kingdom to the head made of gold. And Daniel also said that Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom's going to fall and another kingdom would rise to power. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, although he rewarded Daniel greatly, wasn't happy to hear what he just heard. He didn't like the idea that his kingdom was temporary. So, this is what the king did. He deliberately made an entire statue out of gold. And to say that this is what he meant by it. My reign and my authority is going to never end. And he demanded, you know the story, he demanded that all the officials and everybody in his kingdom to come to this statue that he made out of gold and at the certain time bow down before it, a sign of allegiance to him. Not God, but to the king, Nebuchadnezzar. So we'll start reading Daniel. We'll start reading about Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel chapter number 3, verses 1 through 7. Let's read together. The Bible says, Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura and in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes and the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers and the counselors, the sheriffs and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And then the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, it said to you, it is a command, O people, nation, and language, that at the time you hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut and the psaltery and the dulcimer and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship this golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. And then verse 6 says, whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the burning fiery furnace. Look at verse 7. Therefore, at the time when all the people heard the sound of all of those musical things, they all fell down and they worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. So here's the story. We learn that it didn't seem to bother Daniel. We'll get there. Didn't seem to bother Daniel that his friends were, all those others were worshiping. These three guys knew that God was in control no matter what. Verse 12, I love verse 12. The Bible says, there were certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And those men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou had set up. So the king set this up, and he said, everybody at the sound of all of those musical instruments fall down. Everybody fell down but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they got toll on. And I just believe that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't matter to them what King Nebuchadnezzar said, because they knew that their God was always in control no matter what. And in verse 12, they didn't fall down in worship when everybody else fell down in worship. They stood up when everybody else was bowing down to a fake God. I couldn't help but think about this. Those three guys had courage. Amen. We need some young folks like that today. I couldn't help but think those guys we pick up on Wednesday nights, those men, those little young teenagers, boys and girls. Nobody but God knows what's going to happen with those young folks. They don't live in homes where their mom and daddy teaches them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God we go out and pick them up. It's not easy. I pray for the teachers all the time, because it's not easy teaching them. But thank God that we do it. And we never, ever know what God will do with some of those young people. Maybe, just maybe, there might be some Daniels and Shadrachs and Abednego's right there in that group that we pick up on Wednesday night. I know this, we need some young people today with courage. We need some young men and some young women that are willing to say no when everybody else is saying yes. Today, gay marriages and homosexuality is accepted. It's a legal practice in our country. Isn't that something? Who would ever thunk it? Many folks claim that the Bible is outdated. Many folks say that the Bible is irrelevant today. I believe I looked it up, and if I'm right, on the 27th of June in 2015, when the Supreme Court ruled gay marriages to be legal nationwide. This was a huge blow to the Christian church. But I won't say this, nothing's new. This world's been rebelling against God ever since ancient times. I read about some ministers were so hurt that they got out of the ministry because of that ruling by the Supreme Court. I knew some preachers that cried. I knew some preachers that accepted it. But I want to say, let us not lose our minds over it, but know that the God of Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego is still in charge of this world. And the Word of God has not changed. Whether laws change or not, the Word of God has not changed, nor does it. So you just keep on loving folks and disagreeing with their sin, and keep on standing for the truth like these three Hebrew boys did, and keep on keeping on for the Lord. Amen? Why? Because just as God took care of them, He's going to take care of you. I couldn't help but think about these three Hebrew boys. I thought about them like this. These boys, Daniel's friends, were stubborn. But they were stubborn in a good way. Amen? We need some folks that are stubborn, but stubborn in a good way. The demands that all come to that, this is what the king demanded. You all come to this dedication, this ceremony that Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and you worship not the true God, but this golden image that I've made. But as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, however, this was also a test. It was also a test of allegiance to the one true God. And you mark it down, it'll come in my life and it'll come in your life. There'll come a time where you're going to do what the world says, or you're going to do what the Word says. And these friends, Daniel's friends, these three Hebrews, they attended that ceremony. They were there when everybody else was bowing down to this statue. Everybody was, but their allegiance was to God, not to the king. The king's threats didn't scare them. Their faith was so stubborn, they said to the king, "We will not serve your God or worship this golden image, even if God lets us die. We won't do it." Look what the Bible says in Daniel 3, verse 8. "They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet and the flute and the harp and the sackbut," I've never figured out what those things were, "the psaltery and the duclimmer and then all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship this golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worship, that they should be cast in the midst of the fiery furnace." They didn't care. They were going to do what their convictions told them to do. I couldn't help but think about this. And you'll remember it if you think back. You remember on September the 3rd, 2015, despite a court order that a Kentucky county clerk, you'll remember this, Kim Davis, you remember she was put in jail because she refused to sign a marriage license to a gay couple. She didn't want her name on that marriage license. They locked her up. But she was released later on a condition that she would comply with the order. However, she said she would not, and said if she had to, she'd go to jail again. I couldn't help but think about this lady, and I'll say something about her a little later on. She had a faith, and it was a stubborn faith. Sometimes we, as Christians, sometimes we need to have this stubborn faith so the world will not be able to pressure us into its sinful mold. Sometimes we need that stubborn faith. These three Hebrew guys, they stood against evil. According to Daniel chapter 3, verses 24 through 30, when Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego stood firm against evil, the Bible says that God stood with them. God never left them. The Bible teaches that God even rescued them. Chapter 3, verse 24. Let me just read a little bit of it. The Bible says, beginning in verse 24, "Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was stunned and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto the counselors, Did not we cast three men bound in the midst of that fire?" They went through the fire. I'm going to preach on that next Sunday night. They went through the fire, and the king said, Didn't we cast three men into that fire? And they answered and said unto king, "Yeah." And he answered and said, "Lo, I see four men aloose, walking in the midst of the fire. And they had no hurt," the Bible says. "And the form of the fourth was like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God." Now all of a sudden he got religious again, didn't he? "You servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire. They stood against evil. They got put in the fire. But God got put in there with them. God went in there with them. By the way, he never left them. Isn't that what the Bible teaches? That he never leaves us, never forsakes us. Sometimes we walk away from him, but he never walks away from us. Isn't that what the Bible says? That he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I believe that if we'll do what the Bible says and we'll have the stubborn faith just like these three Hebrew boys did, that God would help us through a whole lot of things. You say, preacher, they were put in the fire. Yep. We all are sometimes. We all face trials. We all face troubles. Anybody in here that don't? We all face temptations. Sometimes we go through the fire. But I love what the king said in verse 24. The king said, didn't we cast four men? Who was the fourth man? Didn't we cast three men? Who was the fourth man? The Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, you remember when I first started this? The Bible says there's a God in heaven. And he took care of Daniel. Can I say it again? There's a God in heaven. And he's watching over you. And he's watching over me. And in the end, the king was so amazed by what happened that he issued a new decree. He said this, if anybody speaks anything against God or these three men, they'll be torn from limb to limb and their homes will be reduced to nothing. Remember I mentioned Kim Davis who didn't want to put her name on the marriage license of a gay couple? Well, she continued that fight, if you remember, until the Kentucky governor finally signed a law which a marriage license doesn't require a clerk's name to be put on it in Kentucky. Didn't stop the issue. Didn't stop the issue of gay marriage, but Christians like Kim are now able to fully follow the law without being forced to compromise their religious liberties. And that's all we ask anyway, isn't it? Let us pray in Jesus' name where we want to. Let us. We'll let them pray to whatever God they want to. Let us pray in Jesus' name. Somebody said the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is that good people do nothing. Sometimes we got to stand. Sometimes we got to be a little stubborn. So I challenge you tonight, be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Fight. Be willing to stand against evil. As a close, I just want to read a couple more verses of Scripture. But I just want to encourage you to pray every day that God will give you the strength to stand firm and resist the temptations that the world throws at us each and every day. Let me read a couple of verses and we'll give an invitation. Daniel chapter number 3, look at verse 20. The Bible says, and he commanded the most mighty men that were in the army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And then these men were bound in their coats and their hosen and their hats and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It burnt them. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said to his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, yes, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men aloose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. And then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. And then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes, governor, and the captains, and the king's counselors were gathered together, saw these men upon, listen now, upon whose body the fire had no power, nor was a hair on their hair singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Can I tell you again? There's a God in heaven, and He watches o'er His own. Amen. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent His angel and delivered His servant and trusted in him and has changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray and we'll give an invitation. Thank you, Lord, for this time together tonight. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the book of Daniel. And Lord, I thank you for the courage of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Lord, help us to have courage like that, to stand when everybody else is doing what the world's doing. Lord, I pray that you'd give us the courage to be bold, have a stubborn faith, to just stand on the word of God. And we know, Heavenly Father, that you'll take care of us. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, for His sake. Amen. Let's sing a hymn.